And we're with Dr. Ted Brewer talking about a lot of subjects. We're going to get back into Morgellons in just a moment, or Morgellons, however you want to pronounce it. And we'll do all of that and more next on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, welcome back to Coast, Ted Brewer with us, and we're going to take calls with Ted in a moment as well. Ted, let's go back to Morgellons, however people pronounce this thing. What are these little fibers that are sticking out of people?
Well, they're a cross-domain species. It's an insect combined with a plant combined with a fungus. It's
a
very complicated technology how they did this. But what they do is they spray you with a synthetic DNA, which allows them to control you with the piezoelectric crystals and the energy fields with the stuff they do to you. But let's go ahead and start on the Morgellons and go into detail. These are basically nanotags, George. They're used primarily to track people. They're self-replicating hollow fibers. They read your DNA, transforms it into a radio signal to broadcast information through basically smartphones, the iPads. It basically ties you into this entire matrix. It's not a big deal if your body is prepared, it can handle it. But if your body's weak due to really bad diets, or if you've got a lot of yeast in your system, or you're contaminated with heavy metals like vaccines, it can really wreak havoc on your system. And the way they make it work is as an antenna. They're using the HARP technology as a source, the antenna systems around the planet, including the Doppler radar systems, the sea-based radar domes, the Gwen towers, the cell towers. They use the compounds aluminum, barium, and strontium, you know, as a this is part of the military and intelligence community. They've done this together. Number one, they use piezoelectric crystal spraying and absorbed into your system, you know, through the chemtrails. That allows you to shift frequency by converting microwave and biodigestible light. This sends light into the DNA, reading it out into the DNA of the body. This is processed by the Morgellons antenna, and then it's processed by the intelligence community to read our state of mind. It can also insert the energy through HARP or the antenna fields or the Gwen towers to control our minds. The information is connected to quantum computers. This is the artificial intelligence that I talked about earlier, which can be used to insert neuro-linguistic programming. So it makes you have a very angry, like remember a couple of months ago, they had this massive riot broke out in the Louisville Mall, and there were 1,500 people beating each other up for no reason. I don't know if it was used there, but it could have been used there. This controls the intention field, which controls the hologram of the planet. These demons or whatever, these fallen angels or whatever you want to call doing all of this stuff, they know that we can control our reality by our thinking. Therefore, they want to turn our thinking upside down. They want to do everything is backwards from what God wants.
Are they experimenting on us, Ted, at this point?
No, they've dialed it in.
That's already done.
Yeah, the quantum computer only picks up war, so it manipulates the attention field for more war, more stress, more anxiety. This is the technology, like I mentioned earlier, that was used, you know, for a satanic sacrifice, and that's why the Bible tells us to think on the good, think from above, not think on all this negative stuff. It's kind of like, George, you get up in the morning, and you and your wife or your husband get into a big fight and start yelling at each other. The rest of the day usually ends up bad.
Yeah, it doesn't start off well like
no,
that.
No, this is what the quantum computer is supposed to be doing. It puts out this frequency globally through all of these different towers. In the center of the entire thing, we have the synthetic RNA that is sprayed. This puts artificial intelligence into our bodies. This is totally demonic stuff. But remember, these demons are ruled by Lucifer, and they do this to extract energy from humans. The Bible says, as Satan runs about as a roaring lion seeking those whom he may devour, and that's exactly, you know, what's going on with all of this stuff. This is what's happening with transhumanism. We are inspired by this artificial intelligence who is running the program and controlled by the Rothschild globalist, you know, programs to destroy human beings. And again, this is to destroy God's creation. These satanic worshipers say, you know, let me participate in your power. To these demons, they serve Lucifer, and he gives them stuff. Like Hollywood music industry is a perfect example of this stuff. Of this example, it's so obvious that this Kabbalistic teaching shows them how to call up demons and perform rituals to feed the demonic entities through sacrifice. And in turn, these demons allow the physical reality to change to accommodate the wishes of the person or the persons doing the ritual. This is why so many of the Hollywood people wear this red Kabbalah string around their wrist. They've given themselves over to these demons and this teaching. This is what they've been taught. And so this is what people need to realize, that we don't have to be involved with all this stuff. But let's go back to Singularity University for just a second, what's going on. People don't understand that the CIA is primarily a black magic-inspired organization. They actually brought witches in after the remote viewing got shut down back in the 70s and 80s.
After that? Really? I didn't know about
they
that.
They actually brought witches in to do spells. Yep. Huh? This is the Tavistock.
Spells, you know, and curses?
Pretty much. Yeah, well, they know how to... It's all about controlling the attention field. Tavistock Institute of Human Relations started in 46, CIA Office of Naval Intelligence. You have these black magic institutions. Look at Silicon Valley. You have Singularity University, which was founded by Ray Kurzweil. You know, he basically is located on the campus of NASA. It's pushing us all transhumanism. Then you got the Google headquarters right down the street from Singularity University. And then right past that, you have the NASA headquarters. And then, of course, it's all packed part of the Black Brotherhood that basically sits on the same street. And what's crazy about all of this stuff is what we've done is we have to reestablish control of the reality that we're in. Here's what, you know, we're doing. We give control to the government by voting. Of course, now we all realize that the voting has become like a nightmare because these guys don't do anything they say they're going to do when they get up there because they get blackmailed, or they're basically a bunch of pedophiles that are doing what everybody else is doing up there. So we blame shift, and then the government turns around, and they give control to the military. The military gives control to the intelligence community, who gives it to the black magicians, who gives it to the demons, who give it to the AI computers, and that's how they're trying to control the holographic information that goes into the field that we live in this universe that we're in. And see, this is how it all ties together. It all gives that, and that's how they're using the Morgellons. See, remember what happened back in...
But not everybody gets it. So let's take an example. You don't have it. I don't have it. But somebody else might. Why don't we have it, Ted?
Well, you don't know if we have Morgellons or not, George. If our immune systems are strong enough, we don't get Morgellons. It doesn't manifest in our body. It's primarily the people that have been contaminated with heavy metals and vaccines or have a huge amount of fungus in their body, like with yeast. They're the ones who get in trouble with this stuff. It's kind of like, remember mad cow disease back in the 90s?
Yes, exactly.
It was interesting because they found out that was basically a contamination into the nerves. And that they found that there was just not enough copper in the body in these cows, and they were getting too much mercury, probably from the vaccines they were being shot up with, and this was being attached in the body. Instead of having copper, it attached the mercury into the nervous system. Well, the same thing happens in our bodies. When we don't have enough copper in our nerves, in our bodies, because our bodies are nutritionally deficient, when they put these piezoelectric crystals into us, you know, with the aluminum and the barium, our body incorporates that also into our nervous system, and we become these transmitters through this piezoelectric current that's inside of our body, and then they can control the nervous system, you know, using the military radar. We turn into controlled technical units is what we are. And it's kind of like the thyroid has to have fluoride. If you give the thyroid fluoride, as it gets all messed up, it has to have iodine, because the fluoride and chlorine are halogens. And bromine's the same thing. They're really bad for the thyroid glands. That's why you should always be taking a supplement of potassium iodide every single day, at least 12.5 milligrams. But can I give out a website real quick, George? Do you mind?
Of course. Go ahead. By the way, we've got links for you, too, on our website.
Oh, no, thank you, George. You know. I've got a program. It's called Maximum Health. It's a 6-DVD series, and it comes with four books, actually. If you want to order that on the website, it's bodybyted.com. And our latest book is Breakthrough Health. That's also available at that same website, bodybyted.com. And if you want to go to healthmasters.com, we have the Hagman blood sugar protocol there. That's healthmasters.com, along with the Dave Hodges protocol. And we also have the immune system protocol to help combat all of this mess we're talking about tonight. And if you guys would like to call us, we'll have somebody there in about 45 minutes. It's going to be 1-800-726-1834. That's 1-800-726-1834. When I was with you a couple of years ago, George, I had so many people call us up and say, thank you so much for giving out a phone number, because we don't
have... Oh, yeah. Not everybody has a computer access.
And so that tells you how Morgellons works. It tells you that it works by tying itself into the central nervous system. It's a transmitting antenna for the AI, which basically tells the AI what our energy fields are putting out at that particular time. And all the piezoelectric crystals they pump into us, turning us into biorobots, and all this metal they're dumping into our bodies, it allows them to control us in the opposite direction. So it's an interesting field of physics that they don't really talk much about, but this is the technology that we currently have. It's some crazy stuff.
Ted, right before calls here, Sirhan Sirhan has repeatedly said that he does not remember assassinating or shooting Robert F. Kennedy. He obviously was there. He was probably pushed or programmed to be there, but he says he just doesn't remember. He recanted. I mean, he did say in the beginning, as he was pushed by his lawyers to admit that he did it, but then he said, no, I did not. I don't remember it. Is it possible that he was mind manipulated by some of the things we've been talking about tonight?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, what's interesting about this, let me share this thing with you real quick. This is Scott. That's a great question, George. Let me share this. This is an article from Preston James. He wrote it, and he's talking about the way they're controlling us as far as with the chemicals, and he calls the psychotronic firewalls. And what he says on number 14, he says one of the ways they control us are pre-calculated radiation discharges from numerous nuclear plants all over America and pre-planned Fukushima disaster. These engineered releases are based on the CIA, MK Ultra research on how brain function is modified by radiation injection and inhalation. This is top secret, very sinister, complete evil combination of eugenics and mind control programs. Cancer rates in the United States are admitted to be 1 in 7 or 1 in 3 in some areas. This is one of the key eugenics programs by the satanic pedophile ritual child sacrifice human vivisectionist global New World Order evil elite who basically are running the whole planet. The newer technologically advanced psychotronics, as in psi power, also known as psychic or spiritual entrainment powers, these are the spiritual blood spells placed on the American group mind thing through pedophilia, human vivisection, blood sacrifice, mass murder of war, and programmed mass murder by injection through Big Pharma. So yes, absolutely, this is totally possible. They also have antennas now they're building all over the country. They've been using subliminal messages for years and years to train us. If you look at the national anthem from the 60s, when they used to play it on the TV, I don't know, if I may be older than you, George, you may not remember that.
Oh, no, I remember that.
And remember,
right at the end, right at the end of your television broadcast.
You'd be sing-along. Well, now they know that when they've broken those down, they were putting subliminal messages into those sing-alongs, and you can look it up online. And they were actually writing in the script for you to read with them, but you couldn't see it happen so quickly. Trust the U.S. government. God is real. God is watching. Believe in government, God. Rebellion will not be tolerated. Obey, consume. Obey, consume. And this is actually in that. You can look at that and watch that online.
How'd you break that down?
I actually watched the video, and then this is an article here that's from TrueStream Media. It doesn't have an author on it, and it's one of the people that actually broke down the video and slowed it down and made it just do frame by frame.
It's on. Oh, jeez.
Well, no, I watched it. It blew my mind. I thought this is crazy. And this is just what's going on, and this, you know, and so it's just one of those deals that this is back in the 60s. Now they admitted to all of this back in the 70s and the 80s when they had the hearings, and you know Bill Clinton even apologized for what.
Was it Black Ops, Ted, or was it just right out there?
It's CIA, but you got to remember who the CIA is. The CIA is the part of the shadow government that was formed in 1934 with the formation of the Exchange Stability Fund, which used billions of dollars of the gold that was seized in 1933
right.
to create this organization to stabilize the U.S. dollar.
And they march to their own tune, don't they?
They don't answer to anybody. It's part of the Rothschild banking cartel. They control the Treasury of the United States. I mean, this is what happened. The United States went bankrupt in 33. And in 34, this thing was started. And then all this mess started going on in the 30s with the Nazis and with the Viril Maidens. They started getting all this advanced technology. And then we had the 1947, the MK Ultra program was just a continuation of the Nazi concentration camp experiments, George. That's all it was. And we brought these crazy German scientists over here with their 180 IQs. And then they started the MK. Well, they did. It was nuts. They were just doing all this crazy stuff and all this technology on this controlling of people's minds.
They did build our rockets, though, huh?
Well, yeah, but then you remember, these are the same guys that detonated hydrogen bombs into the atmosphere of the world, of the planet, to see if they could blow up the Van Allen radiation belt, to see if they would vent the atmosphere into space.
And bomb London, too.
Yeah.
And, well, let's take some quick calls here for you, Ted. Sure. They're really lining up here. Cliff is in Bristol, Tennessee. Let's get you started here. Cliff, go ahead. Cliff, you okay?
I'm sorry, allergies.
That's okay.
Spring season. Great show, by the way. Wow. This is unreal. I just wanted to ask you a question about this. I think you said scalar technology.
Scalar technology, yeah.
Okay. Is that an American thing, or is that universal?
Well, the Russians have it, I know that, and the United States has it, I know that. This is how they built the space-based weapon systems that they use in outer space, and that's why we actually have a Space Command.
We got it first, Ted, didn't we?
This is Tesla technology. We built Star Wars. It's been completed. It's been built. And it's there. It's in space. They're operating space weapons platforms. And according to Colonel Corso, who wrote the book The Day After Roswell, he said some of the space weapons are actually aimed outwards into outer space to prevent any type of alien intrusion into our space.
Yeah, that's a great book. He wrote it with Bill Burns, one of my co-authors for a couple books, and just an amazing book about the technology. They handed off to him to try to find industry to recreate it.
Well, a lot of people have tried to discredit him, but I always say this. You know, he's saying so much stuff in there that makes so much sense, and he's explaining so much of what happened, you know, with the Kevlar, with the fiber optics, with the printed circuit boards, all of these different things, and the lasers that he said came from the alien spacecraft research as far as the back engineering. So it's a pretty amazing book when you read through it. It's an old book. It's about 17, 18 years old, but it makes a lot of sense now. I had originally read the book, The Money Mafia, by Helluride, the former, the prime minister out of Canada, and he ended up promoting that book The Day After Roswell.
Great guy, by the way.
He is, and he said in his book, The Money Mafia, that he had spoken to multiple generals in Canada, and they had said that every word in The Day After Roswell was true, every word. And so this guy's he's a cabinet level official in a country. So the whole thing about it is, it's not like he's making this stuff up as he goes. And so he's got a lot of reputation, a lot of stuff online. So that's why I was saying earlier in the show, Christians have got to get their head wrapped around this thing. This whole planet is being controlled by these evil entities that control us through this thought that they put into us and this negative energy they're putting into us now. They're trying to make their blood sacrifices less necessary. And they're trying to use more and more of these energy fields to create what they've done.
Well, I got to tell you, Ted, more people nowadays are acting so weird and whacked out than I have ever seen in my life. Ever.
Well, that's true. And see, but once you understand the plasma physics about this and you understand what's going on, you start to understand that whatever your concept of God is that it's, He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. I mean, he's every place at all time because he's in a different universe that we're in. There's 13 known dimensions. Some people say more. The first three are the dimensions of depth and width and height. And then the fourth dimension is the time space or the Higgs field. This is where the fifth dimension is Higgs field. This is where the quantum wormholes are being generated. This is what they're trying to do with the CERN. The 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th, these are the dimensions of hyperspace. And the 13th dimension, supposedly, is where God actually resides. It's called the eternal now. This is done by multiple research scientists. They talk about this stuff and a lot of different books I pulled us out of. And so what happens is when you become, we believe as Christians, when you become a Christian, you're connected to God through the Holy Spirit into the 13th dimension, and you have dominion over the bottom dimensions. And so that's why it says that Lucifer's under your feet. It's from the 6th dimension up to the 12th dimension, which Paul called the second heaven. This is where the hologram is actually projected from. And so when you become a Christian, you actually have authority over the holographic universe that you live in, your little bubble, so to speak, and so you're given the authority over that. That's why if we all get together and we all start believing the right things, George, we can literally change the actual fabric of space-time almost immediately. But that's how the physics works behind that, and we can talk more about the blood of Christ and how that works if you guys would like to.
We're going to be coming back in just a moment with Dr. Ted Brower. His websites, of course, are linked up for you at coasttocoastam.com. There is a toll-free number, though, for a public contact for you at 1-800-726-1834. That's 1-800-726-1834 for all the things that he does, Body by Ted and healthmasters.com as well. But those websites are linked up for you at coasttocoastam.com. We'll be back. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. George Norrie with you along with Dr. Ted Brower, our final segment here. And Ted, would you give out your websites again? I know I mentioned the link up in your toll-free number before we take final calls. Go ahead.
Oh, I appreciate it so much. If you want to order a copy of our latest book, Breakthrough Health, or a book bundle with a 6-CD series, which is actually the best value, we don't have that many of those left in stock, though, is bodybyted.com, bodybyted.com. Or you can go to healthmasters.com, and that'll basically take you to the Hagman Blood Sugar Protocol and the Dave Hodges Healthy Joint Protocol and the Healthy Immune System Protocol. Plus, you can sign up for a free newsletter that comes out 3 times a week. It doesn't cost you anything. It's a free health nutrition letter. And also, we've got information there. I have a talk show, George, you don't even know this, that I'm doing every day. I've been doing now for about 8 or 9 months on the Global Star Satellite Network. And it comes on from 3 to 4 in the afternoons. And you can, there's phone numbers you can hook up on that anytime you'd like. But it's just, you know, it's just one of those things to stay in touch with you guys a little bit better. And George, I'll have to get you on as a guest.
Oh, I'd love to do that for you. That would be great. We'd have some fun. Let's go to Virginia in Jacksonville, Florida now. Hi, Virginia. You are on the air with us. Go ahead.
Back in the 50s, when I was in my 20s, I was in Central Florida visiting an aunt. And I saw this plane, low-flying plane, you know, with the spraying. And she said, oh, they're just spraying the orange trees. Well, I wasn't a rocket scientist, but I got my kids out of the lake and in the house. And so that's one of the things. Now we have things that I never heard of when I was growing up, ADHD, Alzheimer's. I just wonder if a lot of this isn't part of this, what you're talking about.
You know, you're absolutely sure, right. In fact, we were in I pulled some information up on glyphosate tonight, which is the synthetic weed killer called Roundup. And here's some research that was done from Monsanto's own research. This is stuff they covered up that was released through the Freedom of Information Act, and it was released by the author Richard Gale. And here's some of the side effects of from the glyphosate: cancer of the pituitary gland, glial tumors of the brain, sarcomas of the heart, tumors in the lungs, metastatic sarcomas of the lymph gland, prostate cancer. This is from their own research, George. Cancer of the bladder. And yes, I have the documentation here. Thyroid carcinoma. Also basal cell squamous skin tumors. In female mammals, there were also cancers of the lung, liver, thymus, stomach, bladder, adrenal, ovaries, colon, uterus, parathyroid, and breast tissue. And also remember, the prostate cancer we have now is getting out of hand. It's ridiculous now with the men in America with prostate cancer. And one of the side effects of glyphosate poisoning is prostate sarcoma. And so, yes, it can definitely cause the problems with ADD and ADHD. In addition to that, the immunizations have been linked to that along with autism. That's been proven repeatedly. Dr. Bradstreet and Dr. Gonzalez, they're both dead now from mysterious circumstances. They died last year. We did an entire show with Hagman on that, in which we talked in detail about these doctors, how they died, and the research they were doing on NAGLACE and autism. These guys had a 15% cure rate for autism. Overall, they had an 85% success rate, but not with full cures. And they were using a compound called GCMAF, which is being utilized, as synthesized by the body, which is an activated macrophage protein. And what happens is this NAGLACE that gets into the body, and they weren't sure how it was getting in. Some say it's getting into immunizations. We don't really know. It causes these macrophages, or these vacuum cleaners in your body, part of the white blood cell system, to be stripped of 3 sugar molecules, which prevent the attachment of vitamin D3 to them, so they can't work. And so they basically are not working, and they cause a massive cytokine storm in the body when this happens, which causes the encephalitic scream with these infants that have been linked to the autistic rates that we have. Right now we have 1 in 48, last statistic I read, with children in the U.S. with autism. They said by 2025, so one of the top guys from MIT said, it will be 1 in 2. And another scientist said by 2035, 100% of boys will be autistic. And by 2037, 100% of all girls will be autistic. This is all part of the eugenics protocol. We have a program, when you go to the Body by Ted website, it has 20 reports that we'll give you in that program, too, on high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, cancer, ADD, and autism. And we go into detail on what can be done in each of these instances. But, gosh, that's a whole new show, George, if you wanted to do that.
Yeah, it sure is. It sure is. I wanted to ask you, too, Ted, that when you were going to school, when you were getting your degrees, did you ever imagine that things would be so topsy-turvy later on in life?
You know, I knew when I talked to Dr. Visa in embryology at Florida State University. He was a German scientist who had come over, had polio, and I took embryology in the fall quarter of 1975. And I remember he was talking about exogenous estrogens in utero. And what that means is that, you know, all mammals are born female or conceived female. It's the XY complement as far as with the males that change the hormonal structure and causes the clitoris to become a penis, the breast tissue to become a chest, et cetera. And so what happens is when you have women that have high amounts of exogenous or extra estrogen put into the food supply, it feminizes the male fetus because you can't produce enough testosterone to complete the XY conversion. And when that happens, you end up with these metro boys that basically have all of these, they have small appendages, you know, these small penises. They basically have a right brain dominant hemisphere instead of a left brain dominant hemisphere. And when he was telling me all of this stuff back in the 70s, I thought, wow, they can't be that bad. But now we see all of this now happening with the globalists because they had to basically chemically castrate the young boys in this country in utero, which they've done very effectively. And this caused so many of these problems and so many of these problems with this transgender problem that we're having at this point where these kids simply don't know what gender they really are.
They don't know who they are or what they are. Let's wrap things up with final calls.
And the problem with it is, George, is that you know these kids didn't have a choice. They were chemically castrated in utero. They were not asked if this was okay. And see, and this is the biggest problem I have with all of this mess that's going on. And, you know, we have another show I can do with you on the 40 ways the eugenicists are trying to kill us, all the way from the fluoride they're putting into the table salt to the chemicals they're putting into the vaccines.
When are cities going to get smart and simply say, no, we're not going to do this?
They're not going to, George. And the reason for that is the cities, the infrastructure is so bad and it's buried so deep in some of the major cities like in Detroit and up in Flint that these pipes are lined in lead. And there's no way they have the money to dig this up. We're spending too many trillions of dollars fighting wars we shouldn't be in over in the Middle East instead of rebuilding the infrastructure in the United States. And so what's happening is it's up to each individual consumer to take action in his own self. If you go to the healthmasters.com website, we have distillation units that are available for home use that we've been using for 35 years. It takes all the impurities out of the water. Oh, by the way, I apologize. I was talking so quick the first hour. I had taken a purple stick, which is a green tea extract, about an hour before the show.
Is that what did that to you?
I got real geeked up. Yeah, you got to remember.
I thought you were having a caffeine high. I guess you were, right?
Well, no, it is. It's green tea, and I basically I don't take it late at night, but I wanted to give you guys a really good show, so I have slowed down. You fussed at me. But you were right. I had so much information I had to get covered tonight. But no, the purple sticks are amazing. I use them in the morning before I train, but I'm not used to taking them.
If you were a racehorse, you'd be out of gas before you got to the home stretch. That's why you got to slow down once in a while.
Or I'd win before I got
slow. That's right.
You got to remember, George, I'm 60 years old. I've been doing this for a long, long time. I've been doing radio and TV talk now for
60 more. Let's go to Martina, the Big Island in Hawaii. Hello, Martina. Go ahead.
Thank you, gentlemen. I have one question regarding the scalar waves.
Okay.
Possible for a 30 megawatt power plant to create
our wind. Oh, we lost her right at the end, Ted, but she was talking about a power plant out there. So are there plants all over the country that beam scalar waves?
You need a phased array antenna system to do this because you have to have certain angles of the energy to go out properly. I think it's at 30, 60, and 90 degree waves. And so it's very complicated. I mean, this is military domain. This is super, super secret stuff on how they manufacture these things. But again, our thoughts are scalar waves. Our blood transmits scalar waves to talk to the DNA. That's why, you know, blood is such an integral part of all of these sacrifices that they do. And that's also why it's an integral part of Christianity that people don't understand as they're Christians. If they have that question, I can answer that for them real quick as to what the blood of Jesus is supposed to do if you're a Christian, if you understand it from a physics standpoint, which is kind of interesting, to be honest with you. But the truth of the matter is it's just the scalar waves are just an advanced type of a radio wave. When you take two radio waves, you lay them on top of each other, you get a longitudinal wave. You lay the longitudinal waves on top of each other, you get a scalar wave. And again, that ties into what human thought is and what prayer is. And so it's amazing. That's why they're doing these incantations and they're doing all of this stuff. See, the evil people on the planet, they understand all the physics behind this and the geometry behind it and how this planet is being maintained and the energy field around it. And that's why they use the pyramids and, you know, Stonehenge and all these other things that the Druids were taught by the fallen angels to control all of this, the attention field. And they're still doing it to this day. And now they're just getting much, much more sophisticated with it, tying us into the AI.
You must know our dear friend Steve Quayle, Ted, right?
I know Steve. I've not met him or talked to him personally, but I appear many times on the Hagman Show. In fact, I'll be on with Doug Hagman tomorrow night for 3 hours from 7 until 10 for a show with Doug. I usually do Doug's show about once a month. And so Doug's a dear, dear friend of mine. And, you know, Steve Quayle is one of the most brilliant people I've ever heard. I've not spoken to him personally, which I need to correct that.
Yeah, he sure is. Okay, let's take final calls. David in St. Louis, in my neck of the woods right now. Go ahead, Dave.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi there.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to bring up, I was in Iraq 2005.
Well, thank you for serving, first of all.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Now, I was with a unit. We did a lot of stuff dealing with radios, communication, things like that. But sometimes whenever they would have a particularly rough area, we had these special units that we would go out, and they'd call us out in the middle of the night, and we could go set up this little area. We had these huge radio, you know, antenna masts. And what we do is set these up, and we can point them in a general direction. And then this leads into the chemtrails. We would see they, you know, have drones or jets fly over, and you would see obvious chemtrails coming out. It was, you know, middle of the desert, there's not a whole lot of humidity. And then we would amp up these signals. We'd, you know, plug into our radios and other things, and it would it seemed like it would almost sedate people. And it was really interesting when you're talking about chemtrails and things like that, how it's sedating people,
mm-hmm.
Or changing things. I just wanted your thoughts on that. It just seemed like, you know, I don't want to say inhumane, I mean, but it was just a different tactic, and we didn't know a whole lot about it. It was just one of the things, do this, do that, and here we go.
Well, no, that's exactly what they're using. And what they were doing, that's part of the RNA they were spraying on the people. And what happens is when they hit the people after they've sprayed them with certain amounts of RNA, which are also included in the chemtrails, it can change the entire frequency of their moods. It can sedate them. It can make them nauseous. In fact, if you read the book, The Men Who Stare at Goats, it talks about this and the energy waves they've known. They've already mapped out the human brain, and they know how to do this. And this was tested in the Iraq War about the time that you were there. And they actually were able to take these people they were hitting with these waves and change their entire personality. That's why many of these Iraqi soldiers actually gave up to drones that were broadcasting these types of frequencies without even being fired at, because these people became suicidally depressed because of what was going on with the frequency they were putting into their brain. This original research was done back in the 50s, in which they used bulls, and they would actually put a wire into the brain when they were mapping the brain, and the bull would be charging a matador in the ring, and they would actually take that bull and hit him with a specific frequency through that transmitter, and that bull would just drop and take a nap. Even no matter how mad he was, he would just go to sleep.
Put him right out, didn't it?
That's right. And what they found was that they didn't even have to use the wire, just a certain radio frequency. Because remember, we are a generated frequency. That's how we started the show tonight. And they actually tested that, and they actually were able to optimize what's called the cluster topography of that as far as how to affect troops on a battlefield situation. And it was originally tested in the Iraq War. This is what they did. This is how they did it. And so they spent $10 billion in over 6 months to optimize this cluster topology to determine how to insert this artificial intelligence into the human using the RNA that had already been incorporated into their DNA, because they were turning these people into bio-robots. This RNA cluster carries this artificial intelligence. They put it in the air through smart dust. It gets into the cells and is prolonged in artificial intelligence, so it gets into our DNA. This is the theory. This is advanced biophysics. It was tested in the Iraq War, the early part of 2000, with transmitter weapons to affect the RNA to create the sensation of burning or depression. This is psychotronic weapon, is what it is. It causes depression, makes them want to give up, it makes them physical, it makes them sedated. Like
suicidal?
Suicidal, sick, it can cause cancer, it can do anything. They have that technology. They know exactly. This also goes back to the Rife technology that was suppressed back in the 30s, in which he knew there were specific frequencies that could be used to destroy cancer cells in the body without the use of chemotherapy or radiation or anything else. And, of course, they drove him, said he was insane for it, was over with, and pretty much bankrupted him, because he had found a way to compete with the petrochemical industry of the Rockefellers, and he said that we don't have to put all these drugs and chemicals in the people's bodies. Because remember, the age of 60 right now, 37% of the population takes five or more prescription drugs a day. But again, healthmasters.com, bodybyted.com, 1-800-726-1834. We'll have an operator there in about 5 minutes. And they can
where are they coming from? Where's the operator coming from?
Oh, it's actually one of my sons, and I told him
he's rushing to the phone.
I told him. I said, "You're going to be at the." I said, "If I'm up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you're getting up at 3 o'clock." He's a brilliant young man. His name is Harrison. He's 16 years old. He'll be 17 in a few weeks. He's in his second year of college, George, with 58 collegiate hours already completed, with a 4.0 GPA. He'll graduate with his bachelor's degree at the age of 18. He'll start law school at 19.
That's hilarious. Only got about a minute or so left. Let's see. Dan in Bend, Oregon, just about a minute for you, Dan. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Sure.
Hey, I've been waiting for a long time for you guys to do another show on Mark Gellin's, and I thank your guest for all the great information he's given. Let me just go back to this.
Only a minute left, Danny, so go ahead.
When I was a kid in California, I was caught under a whole fleet of helicopters that were spraying what they told us was malathion. Okay, so this is the only thing I can think that may have helped manifest what I have now is Mark Gellin's. And it's real. I don't care. I'm not insane.
No, it is real. No, but we're almost out of time. I know George told you, but we've got a whole whole system for your immune system at thehealthmasters.com. It's right on the front page. It says immune system protocol, Hagman blood sugar protocol, Dave Hodges joint protocol. It's right on the front page, and you can read what the ingredients are in it there, and so you'll know exactly what to do as far as building your immune system back up. But you're right. It's very, very real. This isn't some kind of psychological thing. This more challenge is a real problem.
It's the real deal. Ted, stay in touch whenever you want me on your show. Just get a hold of Lisa for me, okay?
I will. I'll bring you on next few weeks, George. Thank you.
All right, Ted. You take care of yourself. In a moment, we're going to talk about the apocalypse. Oh, boy, here we go. Dr. Ken Hansen joins us on Coast to Coast AM. Now, don't forget, like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. We're now on Instagram as well. And you've got the free Coast Zone newsletter available to you. It's digital. It's downloadable. It's sent to your computer six times a week. Take advantage of it. It's really fantastic. More Coast to Coast in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM.